said even though you can take them off in the middle room, when you come out, you shouldn't, in other words, you can get all the way into the middle room before you take them off. When you put them back on, you shouldn't put them back on until after you've completely exited the bathhouse. So you're out of the structure altogether. And the Gemara says here on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, the Dor Misayeya, and this is proof to that concept, key that Zemar that we saw that the Rabbi Yitzchok said, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchok begin Rabbi Yochanan concerning Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Yaakov to Masura Yaloivshon, that he would not put on his tefillin once he left the bathhouse until he got to the house of Yaakov to Masura, which is completely outside the entire area of the bathhouse. So when he went into the bathhouse, he'd only take off his tefillin when he got to the middle chamber where people were standing around naked. But when he came out, he would keep them on until, when he came out, he would keep them off and wouldn't put them on until he left the bathhouse altogether until he got to the house of Yaakov to Masura. Rabbi Yirmiya Haba Kumei Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asked a question for Rabbi Zera. Haisa Merchatz Merchatzos B'Yimosachama. If it was a bathhouse which is used only in the winter, in the summer. In other words, it's like a swimming pool. It's only open in the summer, not in the winter. What's the halacha? Can you wear tefillin in that location if there aren't people standing around naked? A bathhouse, even though it's not being used now as a bathhouse because it's closed for the winter, nonetheless it has a din of a bathhouse, you may not wear tefillin there. It's just like a beis hakise, a bathroom, even though it has no excrement right now, it still is a din of a bathroom, therefore it's prohibited. Okay? Marukva said a very interesting halacha, ahin chazira, that type, that pig, meaning any pig, base kise metul tolava, it's a portable bathroom. In other words, wherever there's a pig, you're not allowed to wear tefillin because pigs are disgusting. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah asked, I ain't srora dal kef yama. You have kind of, sometimes you have this kind of fetid mud on a seashore which washes up from the sea and it smells bad. The mud, the
sulfur,
right. It doesn't smell good, right. It has a sulfuric smell to it. So can you wear tefillin in that vicinity, daven in that vicinity? So it's more, Mao, what's the halacha? Rabbi Ami Asir, Rabbi Ami the doctor said, Hore Rabbi Yirmi Paskin, Marvele Pilius. You can turn over the shovel and then you can daven nearby and wear tefillin nearby. However, lo simchina and you love it, we don't rely on that because there's so much of it, it's so hard to cover it effectively, so therefore you can't put tefillin on when you're near that bad smelling, that sulfuric mud, as you say. Rabbi Zir B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmiya said, Ocha ben Achilas Arai, when you wear tefillin, you can eat a snack. Achilas Arai is a temporary eating, in other words, a snack. You can't wear them while you're eating a real meal, a regular meal. Yoshbem Shin is alright. Similarly, you're allowed to take a cat nap in tefillin. Vena Yoshbem Shin is Kevin, not a significant sleep period. We all don't hold that way. In the Bavli, it says you're not allowed to wear the tefillin when you go to sleep at all. The only time is if, like, you fall asleep on your shtender during chakras, then that's okay. What? Well, that's even briefer. In other words, I guess what I meant by a catnap is that you don't go, you don't lie down. You're sitting down, by your chair. Whereas a catnap, I really meant, when you to lie down or doze off in a more recumbent fashion. Okay? Says somewhere further. Istani, there are opinions which hold that it's more significant than catnap, but short time, right? Okay, Istane, there are opinions which hold.
Here, Moshe, here's Daf Tes Vav. I'll give you Tes Zayin in a minute. Oh, here's the Tes Vav.
Istane, there's the opinions which hold. Tanye Brises, Tani, which we learned before Pam Achas. That you make one bracha that the entire day on your tefillin. Now it could be two brachas, but you only make those one or two brachas one time a day. Istani tani the brachas which we learn before pamachas. Istani tani the brachas which we learn pamin couple of times. Manamar Paramachas, he holds a mega bracha one time a day. Nicha. It's good, we understand, because you can wear them all day. Manamar Mavarak Shtepamim, where he says you make a bracha twice. Ha'achil v'inon ilave. So it must be that, well, there's a problem here. I forgot. The Bnei Moshe changes the girsa because the way it's written, it doesn't make sense. So he changes around and says, Madam are pamayim. He who says you make two brachas, not pamachas. He who says you make the bracha twice in the day, nicha, that's good. Because you take them off when you eat, so when you put them back on, you have to make the bracha over again. Madam are revork pamachas. He who says you only make one bracha a day, he's difficult. Is a person going to eat and still wear his tefillin? Obviously, when he eats, we just said we have to take off his tefillin. So by definition, if you're going to wear a tefillin all day, he must make two brachas. One before he eat and one after he eat. At least two brachas. Says more on Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Kaima Abba Brayimia sustained this. In other words, explain, when does one bracha work for the entire day? Bracha ben achilas arai, when you don't eat any permanent meals, when you don't sit down to eat a meal during the day, all you do is you snack, right? You know, just a potato chip or whatever that is. So then you only have to eat one bracha the entire day. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Abba said, lo yikonis on the base of my person should not go into the WC, the water closet, to urinate. Usfar of tefillin biyadav, with sfarim and tefillin in his hands. Rabbi Yochanan could have a sefer biyodei. Rabbi Yochanan, when he had a book in his hands, a sefer, havot yoiv leil choron, he'll give it to another individual. Could have in tefillin ilave. However, when he had tefillin upon him, have a coin bone, then he would continue to wear it even when he went into the water closet. Now, he didn't go to defecate. This is a place just for urinating. But he would wear them even when he went in to urinate. We all are not allowed to wear them when you go in to urinate. But the truth is, our bathrooms are used both for urination and defecation, so we don't have these distinctions. So I don't know if we could extrapolate from the Yerushalmi Tower common practice nowadays. He says, "Plimas lisa pligal abba bar yirmiyah." The Braisa argues Rabbi Abba bar on Abba bar Yirmiyah, nichnas le'odon le'beis ha'mayim, who's far of his tefillin yodah, because we just said you're not allowed to go in with your sperm and your tefillin, yet there's a Braisa which says you're allowed to go in again to a water closet where you're going to urinate with your hands, with your sperm and with your tefillin in your hands. You'd also give it to somebody else. Rabbi Rabbi Zira said, "Kaima Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Abba Bar Yirmiyah sustained the brayso." In other words, he made it work out according to him, and he said that this is a very interesting halacha. Kam biyachol lulovshon, where is he allowed to keep his tefillin in his hands? Where there's going to be time to continue to wear them even after he leaves the bathroom? However, however, where by the time he leaves the water closet, it's already going to be nightfall. So he can no longer fill the mitzvah that day. So why keep them on when you're in the bathroom? If there's still going to be time when you come out to fulfill the mitzvah, so it's expedite the mitzvah to keep them on while you're in the bathroom. But if by the time you get out of the bathroom, there's no more time left to be mekayim the mitzvah, what's the point in leaving them on? The mitzvah's finished anyway. Okay? So it says the Gemara, again, Kam b'yachol lovshon, kam b'shen yachol lovshon. The lechein mitzvah, the avid bone, in that case, therefore, where a mitzvah you can't fulfill when he comes out of the bathroom, it's going to be too late. Lama avazi lon, why should he embarrass them by taking him to the bathroom? It's not right. Sezumar, barishona yunaisim osol chabrim. Okay, originally when they used to go into the bathrooms, they used to give the tefillin to their friends. For yunaisim osol, the friends would take the tefillin, uparchin, and they would flee. They would take the tefillin and run. Hiskinu shayu menichin b'chorin. So they decided we're going to leave them in lockers, make special lockers outside the bathroom, literally holes in the wall. Ukshiros ha-maisa, when a certain maisa occurred, now the Yerushalmi doesn't bring down this maisa, but the Pnei Moshe does from the Bavli. There's a certain Talmud, a certain student, who left his fill in one of those locker holes outside the bathroom. And when he came, while he was in the bathroom, a prostitute came by and took his tefillin. And she took them to the base manager and said, look what Yanko gave me as my wages of sin. And the student was so embarrassed when he heard this that he went up to a roof and threw himself down and committed suicide. So since they saw that it's dangerous, even to put him in these lockers, because then prostitutes or other undesirable elements can come and use them and make a big chil Hashem. Therefore, hikinu sheye odam nichlas bohen, they made it that the person may go into a water closet with his tefillin on, ve'yem biyado, and they in his hands, as long as, otherwise, who knows, he doesn't have any real good place to put them, so therefore it'd be permissible to do so. What? Svarim, it sounds like the same thing, but Lemaisa, as you know, we ourselves are not machmir. I'm not making on this. We ourselves hold that they have to be covered in order for you to go into the bathroom with them. Okay,
yeah,
double covering. Yeah, but theoretically, it seems that Svarim would be the same thing.
All right, because it's still more valuable Svarim, more difficult.
Yeah, they're, I'm sure they're much more valuable back then too. But then Svarim also valuable also because they were all handwritten. So you know. Yes, yeah, so it's a very Kodesh, yeah. Not just Hebrew books. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Barach, B'Shem Rabbi Zira, Omar, who she had beyond day love, Sean. Like we said in Omar, he's repeating the same principle. When he went into the bathroom, when there's enough time when you get out to still wear them. I will remain beyond day love, Sean. But there's no time left to still wear them when you get out of the bathroom. Also, it's forbidden to put them on. Because you can, a mitzvah you can't do bone with them. Loma Vazilon, why degrade them by wearing it to the bathroom? Maisha bar braid Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omar. Maisha, the son of the grandson of Yishuv ben Levi, said, Mant of a tavus, what's a good custom, one good way to conduct oneself, and this is what you've all mentioned so far. Osem kishel tefach, you make for them a pocketbook, or a sack, the size of a tefach, v'noser aliva, put the tefillin in your heart in that sack, opposite your heart when you go into the bathroom. Then this we also fulfill matam what pasuk we've been filling shavizi Hashem l'neidi tavid. God's divine presence is constantly before me. But even when I'm not wearing the tefillin physically, they're before me because they're in this bag on my heart. Tamar Amir, there we say kol sheinel kelisha b'akad. If I'm anybody who doesn't have a clean body, and here we mean clean body physically clean, like Elisha Bach, the fine, like Elisha, the person of the wings, Lo Yubash Filin, he shouldn't put on Filin. Elisha Bach, the fine, was a person who was very, very meticulous in fulfilling mitzvah Tefillin, and the Romans had decreed that nobody should wear Tefillin in public, and once they saw him with Tefillin on, so he ran down the street away from them, and he put his Tefillin in his hand, and they caught up with him, and they asked him, what do you have in your hand? And he said, I have dove's wings in my hand. And he opened up his hands, and an ace occurred, and he had dove's wings in his hands as opposed to tefillin. So from this we see that he was a very, very meticulous person with the tefillin. That's where the mitzvah tefillin protected him. And he was very meticulous not to wear them anytime his body was not physically clean, anytime he had digestive or stomach problems and such like. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rabbi Abar Yirmiyah said, Leikanes adam lebeis ad kvaros. A person shouldn't go into a cemetery, v'yaseh tzorach of sham, and attend to his needs. In other words, go to the bathroom there. V'masa kain, if you do that, all of akos v'aymer, concerning you, the pasuk says, loeg larash, those who scoff, the poor people, the dead people, chayrif oseas, blaspheming his creator. In other words, it's not derogatory, degrading. For the cemetery to go attend one's needs there. So since it's degrading in the cemetery, therefore we don't permit you to do so. Okay? Dilma, there was a certain Maisa, Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia the Great, Rabbi Yonason, have Malchi Kumi Arse, they're walking in front of the casket of Rabbi Chiya, or literally here it means the stretcher, because he used to carry the dead people on stretchers. The Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi bar Lakunya, for Rabbi Yonason Mavsia al Kivrei. Rabbi Yonason was walking on graves, over graves, which are in the cemetery, on the way to bury Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi bar Lakunya. Amalei Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya's Ruba. Rabbi Chiya the Great said to him, Kidon, if that's the case, Inun Meimar, if you do this, the dead people are going to say, "Lamacher Inun Gabon." Tomorrow, these people, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Chiya Ruba, are by us. Again, Lamacher tomorrow, Inun Gabon, they're going to be us. V'Inun Meikinlan. And they're afflicting us by walking over our graves. In other words, it's not nice. Again, we're mocking the dead people by walking over their graves. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yonason answered, I don't understand. Do they know anything at all? In other words, are the dead people aware of what's going on in this world? Says Mara. Lo. Lo Kain Kosab does not say the Mason don't know anything which is going on in this world. Rabbi Chiya answered Rabbi Yonason, Likros to learn Psukim Atyodea. You know how to read Psukim. Lidrosh Ein Atyodea. But to darshan them, to engage in interpretation, that you do not know. How so? How do you interpret this Pasuk? Because we say, those who are alive know that they will die. Elu tzadikim. This is referring to the righteous people. Shafilu mimisasan. Even when they're dead, kriim chayim. They are called alive. So, amesim ena yodim uma. The pasuk says that those who die don't know anything. Elu on the other hand are rishoyim. These are evildoers. Shafilu b'chayim, even while they're alive, einam yodim kruim eitzim, they're called dead. Minayin shereshoyim. How do we know that evildoers, shafilu b'chayim, even while they're alive, kruim eitzim are called dead? Shneimar, it says, kiloach botz b'mos hameitz. I don't want the dead person to die. V'chiyam meitz meitz. Do dead people die? Live people die. Ella, rather. Elu Rishoyim. These are the evildoers. Shafilu b'chayei and kuriyim mesim. That even when they're alive, they're called dead. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though they're evildoers, no, loach botz b'mos hameis, Hashem doesn't want them to die. U'minayit shu tzadikim afilu misos and kuriyim chayim. How do we know the end that tzadikim, even at the dead, is still called alive? The chsiv, as it says, Hashem said to Moshe, Zosor, this is the land, Asher Nishbati, which I promised, L'Avram, L'Yitzchak, L'Yakov, T'Avram, L'Yitzchak, Yaakov, Lamor. To say, Matam Lomar Lamor. What does it mean, Lamor, to say? Omar Lo, so Hashem is saying to Moshe, Lech Vemor L'Avos. Go and tell the Avos. Kom Asher Yisnesi L'Achem. Any condition I made for you, I fulfilled for your children who came subsequent to you. Now, what do we see from here? We see a proof that the Mason can know. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is being sent to tell them that about the fulfillment of the process. So from this we see that the Mason can know what's going on in this world. So tzadikim b'misasim kriim chayim is given another interpretation in the Quran. It means tzaddikim, even their death, can be concerned with what's going on in this world. And they can know and be aware of what's going on. And that's why Moshe is told to go to Avraham. And that's why Avraham Yitzchak is telling them what's going on. And that's why one should never step over the headstones of a cemetery.
Didn't the Bible bring down for a spooky story about the Mason conversation?
Yeah, they overheard a conversation here of Rosh Hashanah about what's going to be during the next year. Right, same idea. that makes him know what's going on, both upstairs and downstairs. Yes.
You give him the benefit of doubt that they're all tzaddikim.
Who's all tzaddikim?
Any headstone in some day.
Oh, because they're aware of what's going on?
Because tzaddikim are the ones that are alive, and you can sell them. If you know, as a Russian, you could step off because
all the dead know what's going on.
I think that the assumption is that even the dead people know what's going on. Yeah. I mean, know that certain people are more aware, certain people are less aware, but everybody's aware to a certain extent. Even if it's Osios, what happens if when you're reading Shema, when you're writing a Tefillin, Megillah, etc., you mix up the letters. Now, mix of the letters doesn't necessarily mean, it doesn't mean that you, instead of writing Cain, you write Nach, or instead of writing Lo, you write Al. What it means is that you connected them. You smudged the ink, so it connected them. Yivaser Sosios, East Tari Tari Kosher, the sun rises and say it's okay. East Tari Tari Pos, the sun rises and say it's not okay. Ravida B'Shem Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Mada Mar Kosher, he says it's okay. Is milamaton, is when the connection is on the bottom of the letter. Because then, it's not so apparent. It doesn't cancel the primary shape of the letter. However, Ravidi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, we're six lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Ma'adamar Koshim Lamatan, who says Koshim, says Koshim from below. Ma'adamar Posel, he says Posel, says Posel from up on top. Kigon Artsenu, Tifartenu, such as a case where instead of writing Artsenu, you connected the Nun and Vav on the bottom. That's okay. If you connect them on the top, it's no good. Those are cases which we can talk about. However, what about the following case? You wrote Artzucha. Okay? You wrote Artzucha with the chav sticking down. And
not sure I can describe this to you because I really need the here, look over here. Oh, okay. Good idea.
What happens like this? That which is milamata over here, if it hits over here, it's for emtsa on this letter. So what's the halach in this case? If it's artseinu, it's okay if it connects to the bottom, because the nun and the vav end on the same level. But if it's artzucha, so then we don't know what the paskin in this case. So therefore the Gemara says, if it's artseinu, kigon artseinu, so then if it's connected on top, it's bad. Connected on the bottom, the nun vav connect on top, it's bad. Nun vav connect on the bottom, it's good. Tifartenu, same thing. However, artzucha, we have a tzadik connected in the middle of the chav, and you have tifartucha, tricha. Both these kids are tricha, which literally means needed, but here means to suffix. We don't know what the basket in this case. Yeah, it's like take. Tricha means it requires an answer, and we don't got the answer. So in the Yerushalmi, usually we don't look for it. We go on to another topic. Ravidi Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yasi said, Lo yamid odem amokun kavav ispalo. These are all statements by Ravide. Ravide said, name Rav Shimon Bar B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, you shouldn't stand on a high place in David. Matam or Pasuk teaches us this, I'm Rabbi Abre Rav Papi, mi ma makim kosich Hashem, from the depths I called you Hashem. In fact, there are shuls this very day where you go down steps in order to be yored lifnei amud. I'm Rabbi Yide Bar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, so to say Rabbi, name Rav Shimon, name Rabbi Yochanan, another halacha, Lo yamar adam v'yispalo. A person should not stand and daven tzarich nekavim when he must defecate. My time, why? He can only cross the kechli, so he should be properly prepared to come before your God Israel. And thus not properly prepared if you have to if you're dining when you're supposed to defecate. I'm Rabbi Alexandri, Shmor Aglecha. Watch your feet. Kasher Teilch Beis Elokim when you go to the house of God. What does that mean? Shmor Atzmecha. Watch yourself. Mina Tipi Mayetzis Ben Regolecha. From the urine which is dripping out from between your legs. But if a person has a bladder problem, he's not allowed to daven because he's constantly urinating. Small drops, no good. However, he argues on the defecating stuff. Hard to tamer bedakim. That's only by the liquids, by the urinating. Ava begasim, but by the coarse stuff, by the excrement. Im yochel is bol. If you can hold it in. You can hold it in and you can dock it. Okay?
What about the oil scabs?
So what's happening? It's emitting pus? That's okay. Not a problem. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov said, Shmor Aglecha, this is a different shot. It's the same idea. Shmor Aglecha, watch your legs. When you go to the house of God, Shmor Atzmecha, watch yourself. I said the same idea. It's not the same idea. Shmartzcha, watch yourself. Shetaini krol beitz elokim. When you call to the house of God, in other words, when Achar Me'ev Esrim, after 120 years, you call to Shemayim, watch yourself, Shetei Tar V'Noki. Make sure you leave this world clean and pure like you came in. I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, in this I vein, Yimikorcha Baruch, may your source be blessed. Yimikorcha Kever, when you're called to your grave, Baruch, may you be blessed at that time. Amrei Bibrechia, Eislamus, there's a time to be born. Eislamus is time to be born, Eislamus is time to die. Ashrei Adam, lucky is the person. Shashasli Sosos, at the time is death. Kishasli Dosos, like the time is birth. Mashasli Dosonoki, just like when he's born, he's pure, clean. So to when he expires, he should be clean. Okay, new Mishnah, lach dav. Hakori Shema. If you read the Shema, below Shmi
Lo Oznam.
You didn't hear.
What's the third or fourth
came? You didn't hear, Yotza. Rabbi Yudai, Rabbi Yetzi Omer, Lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you were not Yotza. You have to hear it. Kor Avlo Didi Bilsa said you read it and you slurred the letters. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzer. Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, you're okay. Rabbi Yossi Lo Yotzer. Rabbi Yossi said, you're not okay. According to my friend, if you read it out of order, Lo Yotzer, you don't fulfill your obligation. Call of Atoy, if you read it, you made a mistake. Yachzer Lo Mokum Shatoy, you should go back to the place where you made the mistake. Hey, who doesn't have 31? Does everybody have 31? Everybody has to sign him off? Okay. Says what Rav Amar Aloch Gedivei Shteim Lokil. Rav says, we passing like the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that if you reach mine in an undertone and you can't hear yourself, you are Yotze. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi in the second case, that if you slur your words, you are Yotze as well. In both cases, we're Mekel.
What about the word of a pot?
What? Everything you slur is okay with the other. If you slur it with the other, you're okay.
So it doesn't matter how you say it.
Right.
Dying.
No, even the tough and the soft and all that kind of stuff. Even the letters. Well, it's a very, very, very important thing because otherwise Ashkenazim and Sephardim would not be yotzeing each other's minyanim. So it's important to have this halacha. But Rav Kook, as a matter of fact, held, he was very machmir on this. He held that one should never change havara, one should never change one's accent, and if one you change one accent, one is not yotze davening, because although to slur is okay, but not to completely distort the letter, in other words, the vowel, in other words, to say to slur your rashes and pronounce them like W's, that's okay, but if you say a kamatz like a pasach, it's not a slur, it's a mistake.
So it was therefore, great. They would say that make a shona or so, or vice versa.
According to Rav Kook, it might be a problem.
That's minor. Well, that would. I mean, if
it would be more a problem than slurring your letters.
I'm saying that if you
but in those days people couldn't read anyway.
Once more.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that if you do get the shornach or shornam, it's done.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yes. What if you get a comment or pasach mixed up? Instead of ah. Where you draw the line, not being minor anymore.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But as outright slurring of letters, that's more major. So I'm saying this.
You're right. I'm taking Rav Kook. I understand what you're saying. Rav Kook is saying the opposite position, though. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to agree with him. But he is a.
I'm trying to understand.
The mission is just saying slurring letters together. Yeah. Okay. Not you. It's not talking about Kamatz Pasach, stuff like that. Then we're going. Gemara's going to give some examples.
I think that it's like a guy in particular. So in other words, if you're not being, in other words, the minute, in other words, you don't get the minute where you're off. You don't get the also.
Right. We're going to talk about the Gemara,
which comes to include the major as well. The major.
Right. All right. We'll see how to define it. Yeah. You can not supposed to. Generally speaking, if you have a tradition to do it one way, you're not supposed to change to another way.
You can daven there, though.
What?
You can daven there. But
well, davening is less severe because he means can you say yourself in a different accent than the one you were raised with? Unless the one you raised in is clearly mistaken. Like Hungarian accents.
What if somebody
when you say eta to ooh, you know, things like that. Yeah. He and he, that's what it is. He and he, yeah. Yes.
From yesterday, I was meant to ask you, but I forgot.
Yes.
Why is it we say Shalom Aleichem instead of Shalom Aleichem?
Oh, it's considered to be more derech eretz to speak to people in plural.
Why is that?
It's not clear. I think it comes from Yiddish.
Huh?
I think it comes from Yiddish. In Yiddish, Shalom Aleichem doesn't appear really in the Gemara explicitly. Maybe it does, but I don't remember offhand. But in Yiddish also is such a thing. If you want to address a person in an honored and respected way, you address them in the plural. You know, it's considered too familiar to address them in the singular. So Aleichem is like a way of honoring a person. Okay. Says more further.
Another question.
Yeah.
A person growing up, as they grow up, they change their accent, their tone. Different stages.
Look, you're not supposed to change your accent. If you did, it's not the worst thing in the world. That's what it boils down to. It's preferable not to change. But if you did change, all right, then there were some errors in the world. Okay? People forget that. You forget the hierarchy of values.
Right, I'm saying, but it's clearly that if you do like switch hitting from time to time, you go back and forth, and that's wrong.
That's wrong, right. It should definitely be consistent. Okay, says Gemara, again, I love the Yiddish name Lakel. Dilchein Makein Omrim. So this is a phrase in the Baal Yerushalmi, which is like a saying. That what you said, what's the Chiddush? Dilchein, that which you said, like this thing, Makin Armin, what is it saying? We know this. In the ratio we have a machlokas, the first case we have machlokas, Stam Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah says, they don't have to hear what you're saying, with Rabbi Yossi, halakha Stam, in that case, of course you pass back the Stam Mishnah, which holds that you don't have to hear what you're saying. It's without attribution. In the next case, we have Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi's word who says you're allowed to slur, and Rabbi Yehuda says not to slur. In Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, you're always passing like Rabbi Yossi. So therefore, what's the Chiddush? Matzich Lameira, why do you have to say? Matzich Lameira, Rab, why do I have to say? Halakhid Yavish Neim, Makilakil. That we're making both cases like the more lenient opinion. Elo, Rab, I'll tell you why. Begin Shama, the tiny little Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rai Meir. Since you heard that the ratio of the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah would say you're not you're Yotze if you don't hear yourself saying Shema, then you're Yotze nonetheless. Since some people say that in name Rabbi Meir and not as the Stam Mishnah, that's why you have to know that it really has the status of overwhelming any other opposition nonetheless, and therefore we're Mekel and we say that even if you didn't hear what you're saying, it's fine. Look, the Rishtem, look, that's what I had to say, looks like both of them in what they're making. Tani, we learned, Mispar of lo yishmi lo azno yotza. If you daven in and you didn't hear what you're saying, you're okay. It's only shma we have to hear what you're saying, not davening. Says more lamini tzucha. Who's this going like? Must going like Rabbi Yossi. Hadin Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi? The tzinah hadah the tzinah that which learned our mishnah. Hakoris hashma lo yishmi lo azno yotza. Some he read shma and didn't his ear didn't hear what he's saying is yotze. Rabbi Yossi mer lo yotze. Rabbi Yossi says we're not yotze. That's only by shma. However, by any other mitzvah, it's okay, even if you can't hear what you're saying. So, in other words, by Shema, we're going to see why in a minute. Savin Meimar Ba, they wanted to say, Ma Pligin Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbanan Rabbi Yossi argue, only by Shema. Dirsi Ba Shema, because it says, here. Hear, O Israel. Ha'agabi Sharm, it's the Komets is low. But by any other mitzvah, may Rabbi Yossi also continue to hear what you're saying. Says the Gemara. Who doesn't have 32 Tassayim and Beis yet?
So this is talking like Shemar, pay attention.
Yeah, but he's Rabbi. That's how the other Tana would learn. But he's learning that Shema means you got to hear what you're saying.
You are supposed to.
Yeah. Anybody else has all pages, right? So says the Gemara, again, our shakram, it's slow. So it says, more mandomar. However, he who said that Rav Masna,
you skip a line.
Did I skip a line?
The third line.
Oh. That's bad. Because that's an important line. Whoops. Sorry. All right, Master. Master said to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Master said, not true. We just said that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you daven, you yotze even if you can't hear what you're saying. Well, that is true. But there's another Mishnah in Trumas. A Mishnah in Trumas that says that... Well, there are two Mishnahs I want to discuss. One in Trumas and one in Megillah. The one in Trumas says that if you are deaf, you shouldn't be make Truma. Because you can't help you hear yourself making the bracha. If you made Truma, b'di'evet, it's okay. We want to say that's Rabbi Yossi. What do we see from this? Rabbi Yossi holds by other mitzvahs also you should hear what you're saying. Even more than that, there's a Mishnah in Megillah. The Megillah says a chere shoit of a cotton shouldn't read the Megillah. Now there obviously can't be chayin gutoy about a chere who's a mute. Of course he's not reading the Megillah, right? It goes without saying. If he's mute, he ain't reading nothing, right? Rather means he's a deaf person who can't hear what he's saying. So from this we derive also that if your cheresh can't read the Megillah, it must be that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi, even by other mitzvahs. That you have to be mashmi'a la'aznacha. You have to hear what you're saying. So accordingly, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi, davin savrin beimar. That which you wanted to say originally, ma pligin rabbanu Rabbi Yossi b'shma. The rabbanu Rabbi Yossi only argue by shma. Rabbi Yossi only needs you to hear what you're saying by Shema. Hashar is because the Chsiv by Shema says, listen. Hashar Kol Mitzvah Slo, which it doesn't say by any other mitzvah. Madomar. However, that which said Rav Masna, Rabbi Yossi have a He Shar Kol Mitzvahs, but the Rabbi Yossi said his halacha even by any other mitzvah that you have to hear what you're saying. My time, the Rabbi Yossi. What's the pasuk of Rabbi Yossi according to this? If you're to hold, it's a universal principle of Rabbi Yossi. So how does he learn out? Because it says vazanto lemitzvosav. Listen to God's mitzvahs. From this we dash and we explain this. Yishmu az necho mashpicha medaber. Your ears should hear that which your mouth is saying. We say that's true by any mitzvah in the Torah. I'm Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, "Lace came. It's not true. That Mishnah Megillah can even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah which says that a Chereish can't read Shema can even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't appear explicitly here. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana who argues and Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't have to hear what you say. So even though it says there a Chereish can't read Shema, it can still be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to hear what you're saying. So why can't the guy who's deaf read Shema as long as he's not mute? Rav Chisda Leiskin, Chereish Hashkoras Loshnu. Chereish just got into that Mishnah by accident. It says a Chereish Shaita V'Kon can't read the Megillah. It just mentioned Chereish because all over Shas Chereish Shaita and Kotten go together. So the Tana slipped into his normal mode of expression, but he didn't really mean to say Chereish. You see what that means? Ashigras Lishla Nakat, he fell into his normal mode of expression, even though Chereish really can read the Megillah.
What about somebody who was born normal, and then as he grew up, he became deaf?
Same idea. Okay? Such a person, according to Rabbi Yossi, should not read the Megillah, because right. He can't do Azata Mitzvah. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't make a difference, because you don't have to hear what you're saying, you just have to do it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Masnisel Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Brisa, which is going, so therefore that Mishnah, not Brisa, excuse me, that Mishnah could also be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and we can say Chereish just got in there by accident. Really is focusing on Shreit of a Cotton, who shouldn't read. Why? Not because they can't hear, but because they have no das, right? Our Rabbi Yehuda said, Mistabat Yehdi Rav Chista, Betrumasi Rabbi Yehuda. It makes sense to say that this Rav Chisda said that the Mishnah Megillah keeping going like Rabbi Yehuda has to say the Mishnah in Trumos, which says that somebody who can speak and not hear should not take off Truma. He's got to concede that that's Rabbi Yossi. Why? Rabbi Chisda, the Rabbi Yossi. And we have explicitly Rabbi Chanina said name Rabbi Chisda that it's taka going by Rabbi like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because others can't do it. So you can't say, oh, he slipped into it because it says Shoyt of Cotton as well. Doesn't say Shoyt of Cotton there. So therefore it must be going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds specifically that this individual who can't hear what he's saying should not take off Truma Samaisus. So as the Gemara, I tell you there's another proof of this. Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabun. Rabbi Yossi said, "House name Rabun." Alkoch Idmar Dei Rabbi Yossi must be that that's Rabbi Yossi. The Tina we learned there a set of 11 different circumstances. Chamish Dina Chamish Kamaisa. It says by the set of the first five set of circumstances. The first set of five circumstances. There in Trumas it says that. It says those things when a person takes up truma, they're not a good truma. And there it mentions a katan and a goy, I think, also mentions all the ones where if you took up the truma, you weren't supposed to, and you're not yotze. The lotzin in my hand. It doesn't mention together with that this person who can talk but not hear. Maybe you'll say, oh no, I'm sorry, I apologize. Scratch that. Just a minute. I made a different mistake about which the first five are there. Because the first five there are the ones. Oh yeah, no, I was right. The first five there are the ones which if they take up Truma, the Truma's not good. And it doesn't mention the Chereish Hamadaber Veinu Shomea over there with the list of first five. V'lot nisoimot imishum ein trumas and truma. If it's a case which is not truma, if it doesn't work, it should be mentioned together with them. And v'atina chamisha achrina. Yet there are other cases there, another five cases mentioned where it says b'diyavid if they took the truma, it's okay. And yet there also. It doesn't say that one of the cases is this person who can't hear what he's saying. This case is singled out between the first five where it's never good, even b'di'evet, and between the first five where it's not good, but it's okay, b'di'evet. Sandwiched between those two sets of five You have the case of Chayrish Hamadab Reveno Shemina, person who can speak but cannot hear. Why is it mentioned by itself? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a regular case where you're Yotze. Okay? Why is it mentioned by itself? It's a regular case all over Shas. You're Yotze Mitzvah like that. It must be that this case is singled out and given special treatment because that's going like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is the one who says by us and by all the mitzvahs, by Megillah as well, if unless you play around with the girsa there like Rav Chisda, that you're not Yotze the mitzvah unless you can hear what you're doing. And that's why that Mishnah in Shumas wanted to single it out and say that's true normally. Where the mitzvah is a mitzvah which has to do with speech, Rabbi Yossi argues. However, by truma, it doesn't necessarily have to do with speech. By truma, by the way, there's a locha. You're yotze, even if you don't have to say, hear what you're saying. It's not a mitzvah of saying something. It's a mitzvah of designating something. So therefore, b'diyavet, you're yotze, even if you didn't hear exactly what you said. It's better to hear what you say, especially because you make brachas, right? And you want to hear the bracha you're making. But b'diyavet, if you didn't hear what you're saying, it's okay nonetheless. So he singled it out in order to show that Rabbi Yossi, all over Shas, does hold you have to hear what you're saying. Here, he doesn't care. He holds you, b'diyavet, at least, don't have to hear what you're saying. Okay? Have a seifach meimar to Rabbi Yossi. That's why it must be Rabbi Yossi. Okay, says the Gemara, elu tzorach dikduk. Now, this is what we mentioned before. Not slurring the words. Which ones you have to not slur? Al levavcha. Two lamets right next to each other. If you slur it, what's it going to come out? Al levavcha. Al levavcha. Won't come out as two words. Al levavcha. Also, two lamets together. If you slur it, it's very bad. Esa besodcha. If you don't make sure to say the second one as a b, so you come out esa besodcha. Right? You'll say it as two V's, right? So to Vavate Mehera, two M's. Hakonaf Psil, you might say there's two P's or two F's. Eschem Eoretz, also two M's. Rabbi Chanina B'Shem, Rabbi Acha says, also Asher Nishba Hashem. One has to enunciate the ayin very strongly. Because, well, if it doesn't enunciate, actually a few more minutes, right? 7 minutes. If you don't enunciate the ayin, so it sounds like God was taken captive. Asher nishba Hashem, nishba means to be taken captive. So that's why you have to enunciate the ayin very strongly. So too, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Yoshi said, another, once we're on the topic of things we have to medakte, in the morning when you say, when you dive, you say, Yotze Or Vore Choshech. God creates the light and creates the darkness. Glog Yemar, don't get the Yetzer Hara. Imagine what a Yetzer Hara they had in the old days. Look at this. You might get the Yetzer Hara to say, Yotze Or creates the light, Uvore Noga, and creates the light. Noga is another way of saying light. Why might you have the Yetzer Hara? Because you might think, no, this is a better nusach, because we're davening in the morning. Who wants to make a bracha on darkness? So we should say, Yoytzor Uvore Noga. Another word for light. Don't say it that way, because the pasuk says, Yoytzor Uvore Choshech. Similarly, Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Abba Zavda said, we don't have this tefillah. It's one of our lost prayers. There's a prayer in which they used to say, Shom Sharulach. There they sang to you. The low lay meyemar that you shouldn't say Sham Haluluch. Haluluch. Why shouldn't you say Sham Haluluch? Because there again you might slur together and say Haluluch. Okay? So again, we don't have this prayer. We don't know where they used to say this. Lost. But they had some prayer like that. Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Dima de Chaifa said, B'shem Rabbi Levi Bar Sisa, Tzorech Lehatiz Lamantiz Kiru. I'm sure you've all heard people say that, right? You're not supposed to say Laman Tiskeru, because Tiskeru means in order that you should rent. Rather, you say Laman Tiskeru in order that you should remember. Rabbi Yonim Shem Rabbi Chassid said, Tzorech La Tiz, you know, it means the opposite. You have to make sure not to say a Zayin when you say Kiliolam Chasto, right? Kiliolam Chasto, you have to enunciate the Samach. has to be an S sound. It can't be a Z sound in that case. Okay? Tani, we learned, Eimavir Livnei Ateva, you don't put it as Chazonim, Lo Chaifari, not people from Haifa, Lo Baishari, not people from Bisho, wherever that was, Lo Tivon, not people from Tivon, which is actually a modern Israel suburb of Haifa, Vnei Sheino Sim, Hey in Chesin, they pronounce a Hey like a Ches, Vainin, this should be Alfin, they pronounce an Ayin like an Aleph, Nebuch, we all pronounce Ayin like Alephs nowadays, we don't know how to pronounce an Ayin anymore, right? But we are supposed to have different pronunciation, right? The Emoy Avo Ir. Ayn. Nishba. The Ayni. The Emoy Yolishon Orach, however, if he knew how to speak properly, right, if he had some proper enunciation, Mutter. In other words, they're not racially discriminating against these people. We just don't like them if they don't daven with the proper syntax, proper accent. Okay, Piska. A new issue, getting back to our Mishnah. How could my fellow answer if you read the parashas out of order, not Yotzi? Rabbi Yonah and Maritana, we learned, Rav Nachum Bar Adar, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yonah and Maritana, Rav Nachum Bar Adar. Rabbi Yonah said that in a brice over the name Rav Nachum Bar Adar. Rabbi Yossi Maritana, he said a brice over the name Rav Nachum Bar Sava. How do we know this? For you. It says, for you at Varimela, they should be, as they were given, so too they should be read. In order. Tani after Megillah Vahalo Makrias Megillah came. We also learned that this is true by Hallel and by Kriyas Megillah. Let me give you 33 quickly. But I want 33 back. We're going to come back to tomorrow night. And last time I let you guys keep it, you didn't bring them back. Except you. So he says, Nicho Bekrias Megillah. By Kriyas Megillah, I understand. The Sibo Kiksava. Says, as it's written, so shall the Shiret. Baran Bahalela, how do you know Bahalela has to be read in the proper order? To begin the Sikha says, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Am Mivom Mula Shem Hashem. You have to praise God from the rise of the sun until the setting of the sun. So that means in order. And the Nahalel also, therefore, has to be in order. So it says the Gemara, Mach Mamino, how do you know? So what is the order? So it says the Gemara, I'll tell you, it's a chronological order. I'm Rabbi Avun. Odi Amur La Seder. If you look at Hallel, it goes in chronological order, historical order. But Tzeitzi saw me Mitzrayim when Egypt left, Israel left Egypt, Shavah, that's the past. Lo Lonu Hashem, Lo Lonu, that's the Israel, that's the present. After Yishma Hashem is clearly I love when God will hear my voice, that's Yimos Mashiach when Mashiach comes. Yitzuchag Bavosim, then when let's make a holiday with the myrtle branches, that's after the base is rebuilt, which is subsequently after the war against Gogu Magog. Finally, Keli Atov Odeka, you are my God and I will give thanks to you. That is Lossi Lovo, that's in the world to come. So the Yerushalmi says, Hallel must be set in order because it encompasses in order all of history. We will stop here for today.